Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Today is President's Day, where we celebrate, honor, and remember those men who have served in this nation's highest office. I think it's good to recognize these individuals. The job certainly is not easy, and there are always folks who either think you are doing a great job or think you are doing a miserable job. The American public apparently thinks our current president is doing a miserable job. At least that was the finding from a national survey when asked who has been the worst president since World War II. Someone asked me a few weeks ago what I thought was the worst part of Obama's presidency. He was an Obama supporter, and not wanting to get into politics with him, I said, his golf swing. Now, it's not as bad as Charles Barkley's golf swing, or as bad as Dick Cheney's aim with a shotgun, but the threat of being hit by a golf ball from President Obama, if you're standing directly in front of him, is pretty minimal. President's Day started out in the year 1800. 1 year after the death of our first president, George Washington. Back then, it was not a federal holiday, but rather an annual day of remembrance. It didn't become an official holiday until 1879, and even then it was only observed in the District of Columbia. 6 years later, it expanded nationwide. The shift from Washington's birthday to President's Day happened in the late 60s with Congress passing the Uniform Monday Holiday Act. Now, there's a name. They rationalized that three-day weekends would reduce employee absenteeism compared to midweek holidays, and a three-day weekend would bolster retail sales. So even though the act was passed in 68, it didn't take effect until 1971 after Richard Nixon signed an executive order. I can't recall if this executive order was just before or just after the executive order authorizing Watergate. There were some who thought this name switch was an attempt to combine the birthdays of Washington and Lincoln as a way to celebrate both while only missing one day of work. Others thought it was a way to honor all presidents without having to take 43 days off. What some people don't know is this name change from Washington's birthday to President's Day has never been authorized by Congress. And the federal government still refers to today as Washington's birthday, even though it isn't. I think the name change idea to get rid of the Washington's birthday reference was more of a conspiracy. I think it was an attempt by the environmental community to stop having kids talk about cutting down cherry trees. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.